Last Saturday night in St. Petersburg, over 200 Democrats came out for the Pinellas County Democratic Party's Kennedy King Dinner. Looking over the festivities was the county party chairman, Ramsey McLaughlin, who told WMNF that though it may be considered an off year in terms of federal elections, he's quite busy this year.
It's actually not an off election year for us here in Pinellas County. There are big elections in both Largo and St. Petersburg this fall, and good Democrats running for office in both those cities. And we aim to be actively involved in helping candidates who would like the Democratic Party's help. But we're also working to organize for 2010. Keep the folks, there are a lot of new folks who got engaged with President Obama's campaign, and we want to keep them engaged and get them involved in 2010 elections. And so there's a lot of organizational work. There's, like this evening, fundraising. We also are out there talking about some of the key issues that we think face this state and this country, particularly healthcare reform.
What about the state and the House races in the legislative session here? Democrats, I know they're putting a lot of emphasis on maybe getting this measure passed where you can change the districts the way it's done right now. But until that happens, the Democrats are very far outnumbered up in Tallahassee. Are you working to get good candidates for some of these local races here?
Yes. In Pinellas County, there are 8 House districts. 4 that are currently held by Democrats, 4 that are held by Republicans. I think we have 4 very strong incumbents. I don't know for sure that each of them are seeking re-election, but I feel confident that if they decide to, that they will have a very good shot at re-election. We have at least 1 open seat on the Republican side and, quite frankly, a couple of weak candidates over there. So I am hopeful that we can field a good set of candidates and walk away with 1 or 2 pickups in the House. And then clearly the seat currently held by Senator Justice is going to be a major focus in the county, and so we'll be spending a lot of time with that, as well as the 10th Congressional District. And Senator Justice has decided to run for Congress. He has a lot of folks behind him. There's a lot of excitement about his chances, and that's going to be key. And then, obviously, Pinellas County is going to be incredibly important for all of our statewide races. We have a really good chance of winning a U.S. Senate seat, a governor's seat, attorney general, agriculture. And I think that Pinellas County needs to vote Democratic in order to win a statewide office. I don't think you can win statewide without winning in Pinellas County, and we're hoping to promote the Democratic candidates and get big margins for them out of Pinellas County.
You mentioned health care reform, which, of course, is a huge issue in Washington right now. How, on the local level, can you mobilize folks to make some type of impact in that in Washington?
Well, one of the things that we have done and we are going to continue to do is public health care forums where we bring experts on health care reform in many cases who may have slightly divergent views of how to fix the problem. But I think there is near universal acceptance on the Democratic side and, quite frankly, with most independent voters that the healthcare system does need to be reformed. We may not have come to consensus on what that reform looks like, but I think most Democrats, most independents, and quite a few Republicans understand the need for reform. And so we have been doing public forums in public libraries and across the county. We have a big forum in the Seminole Library on the 20th of June. We will continue to talk about this and make the public keep the public engaged. And that was one of the successes of President Obama's campaign, was that not only did he have the activists and the elected officials engaged, but he had a lot of just average folks. And we want to keep those people involved, and particularly with issues like healthcare reform that are so critically important, we're going to keep them engaged.